That's right. It is the good stuff. Thank you so much. And we're honored to be with you. Thank you for staying right where you are, listening to your local radio station for the good stuff. It's Mike and Kim, right, Mike?
I'm Mike. You must be Kim.
I am indeed. And talking about good stuff, let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. You know, your morning routine just got a whole lot better. You can flip through pages from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Get it once a week. Visit tsln.com.
You know, summer's going to be here before you know it. And I know some of you have been kind of planning, what could I do for an exciting adventure this year? Well, how about discovering the hidden gems of the Sandhills? The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board has made it pretty easy for you. Just go to visitvalentine.org. Check out the home of the Nebraska Star Party, which is Merritt Reservoir, just out south of Valentine, and the first international dark skies territory in Nebraska. I'm not even sure if there's any others yet, so they're way ahead of the time there. But beautiful dark night skies and some really great information from some very knowledgeable people during the Nebraska Star Party. So find out more at visitvalentine.org.
I just found a piece. It's called Death is Nothing at All. It's by Henry Scott Holland, an English clergyman. It was written in 1910. Death is nothing at all. I have only slipped away to the next room. I am I and you are you. Whatever we were to each other, that we still are. Call me by my old familiar name. Speak to me in the easy way which you always used. Pay no difference into your tone. Wear no forced air of sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without effect, without the trace of a shadow on it. Life means all that is ever meant. It is the same that ever was. There is absolutely unbroken continuity. Why should I be out of mind? Because I am out of sight? I am but waiting for you, for an interval, somewhere, very near, just around the corner. All is well. Nothing is past, nothing is lost. One brief moment, and all will be as it was before, only better, infinitely happier, and forever we will all be one together with Christ.
Interesting. Very good. So I have something about food your grandmother ate that science has just caught up to.
Really?
Yeah. Bone broth was called Jewish penicillin for 500 years. Studies now prove it fights infections.
There we go. Now we have proof.
Apple cider vinegar before meals was a peasant solution, now proven to cut blood sugar spikes by 30%.
Wow.
Fermented pickles were gut healers long before probiotics became a word. Raw honey on wounds beat modern antibiotics in a 2008 clinical test. I haven't fact-checked that one yet.
Okay.
Cod liver oil was forced on kids for a reason. It prevents rickets and boosts immunity. Sauerkraut saved sailors from scurvy 300 years before we understood vitamin C. Also, sourdough bread was the only bread that humans ate for 6,000 years. Fermentation changes everything. So maybe some food your grandmother ate that science has just caught up with and decided, yeah, they're probably good for you.
That's probably a good thing. Here are some tidbits of wisdom. The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. G.K. Chesterton. Another one, a people that values its privileges above its principles will soon lose both. Those who hammer their guns into plows will plow for those who do not. Thomas Jefferson said that.
I've heard of that guy before.
Yeah, me too. From the old days, we didn't have urgent care. We had Mercurochrome, Band-Aid, and a mother who said, "You'll live." And you did.
And miraculously, we made it into the yes. next generation, didn't we?
I love it.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who it is so we can give credit. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.